I had it, two places carried me out to lunch. I mean, we went out to lunch yesterday. And you ride around the country, and I can think of how much better the houses and everything looks than it did when I was growing up. You didn't have anything. I remember we had to dig the grass and the weeds off of the front yard so we could sweep it with a brush broom.
Wow.
That was, the brush broom was made with, what is it? This, oh, it's getting red now. The tree in blue.
Oh. Maple poplar?
No. Oh, they have pretty white blooms on. Makes me so mad at myself.
Oh, Bradford pear? No. Bradford pear?
No, the Bradford pear wasn't existing
then. That's
what I thought. Well, I'll think of it in 5 minutes. That's, anyway. And you know, it just wasn't, now they just cut off for a mile, for just long ways, and it looks so pretty everywhere. So it's.
Are there any key historical events that you want to comment on for like future generations?
Not that
what
many.
What do you think are the important things that have happened during your lifetime, or the most important things that have happened to Roswell?
To Roswell. Well, you know, when we moved to Roswell, we didn't have water. And I guess that was, we had about 2 or 3 years. I guess about 1937 or 38, we had water.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you don't know anything about the streets, but I remember going, the main street was by our church, which is Moss Boulevard now.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going by that church, and it was a lot smaller than it is now, much, much, much smaller, and thinking, oh, if I could just be a member of that church. See, later on I did. But now the main road is Highway 9, you know, and that's just the way you see. But so many things have changed. The thing that... I was looking at the pictures the other night. We had, you could remember this, I guess, when did we have that anniversary of the 100th birthday?
Yeah, it was in 53.
I wore
53 because we're having the 150th this
year. Yeah.
No, it must have been 54 because I think it's next year we're having the
150th. Well, anyway,
yeah.
We all that weekend we were supposed to wear old type clothes, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I still have the picture. This was Mr. and Lovick and Joe and Martha. And I wore his grandmother's dress.
Oh,
and when the lady, the cousin that let me have it, she says, you'll have to be careful, it'll come all to pieces.
What did it look like? Was it a long dress?
It was a long dress, and it had a lot of ruffles and a lot of extra things. Beautiful dress. Women used to look beautiful by the pictures of. Now, Mama didn't. Of course, Mama wasn't that old, but the older ones had. Of course, we couldn't afford that kind of dress anyway, I don't guess. But anyway, I don't remember that many things in Roswell, but we were talking about this the other day. I can remember if you wanted anything to eat besides a hamburger at a restaurant, you had to go to Buckhead or to Marietta. And now there are how many? Millions? Oh, I don't know, but things have changed in Roswell.